Thank you, Sumi. The next question is going to go to Sam to start. We're talking a little bit about safety here and traffic. And I wanted to, these are a couple of questions from the audience. One is more specific than the other. I'm going to go with one that you know everybody had to answer, which traffic has begun to be, is a problem in Ann Arbor in some of our most heavily frequented corridors, like on Washtenaw Avenue, you know, Nixon Green and Plymouth. How would you like to see the city balance the traffic flow of pedestrians, cars, and public transit?
Yeah. So as a biker, I think bike lanes are a priority for me. You know, there even in the third ward, there are various cases where I've been biking to door to doors and the bike lane ends, and you have a lane of cars and a curb. So those kinds of things are important to me. You know, I was on a door a while ago where they were talking about trying to get out of the city and that the lights were timed in a specific way. I don't know if this is true. They were timed in a specific way so that it slowed down traffic. And that was frustrating for them, but you know, there are things that are important to take into account. You know, pedestrian safety, I think we've been talking about crosswalks. But when you look at the third ward specifically, I think it comes down to, again, a balance of spending. Where are we investing our resources and our time looking at these problems? And I think if you look into it, you'll find it's largely towards the downtown. We need to start thinking about these bigger, higher risk areas.
Thank you. Bob, you're next.
Every day, there's a traffic jam in Ann Arbor coming into the town and going out of the town. It would be really wonderful if the city could coordinate the lights to let the traffic flow through without stopping it, because it just backs things up and causes a tremendous amount of congestion. They do that on football Saturdays, I've noticed, where they make the lights last a lot longer when the traffic is leaving town. And if you're on one of the side streets, it's going to take about four or five times as long to get out. But that's a good plan to flow the traffic. The other thing would be nice is if people didn't bring their cars into town, but we're not there yet. We don't have our light rail in place, and so we're going to have to deal with the traffic. So with all the computerized things that we can do these days, we could get these lights coordinated and let it flow a little better, and would just really help congestion.
Thank you.
In between microphones. So this was one of the reasons why I supported the transit millage. I think we need to be thinking about ways that we can get people out of their cars. We need to be implementing a complete streets model and actually doing it. So we say as a city that we're doing it, but we're not having those protected bike lanes and complete sidewalks. I was on the North Main Task Force and we thought about this issue quite a lot on North Main Street. There are options that we can also consider, things like flexible lanes, so we can have more lanes going out or in depending on the time of day. We've seen some, I know some people are scared of them, but traffic circles are also a possibility to get traffic moving. I absolutely agree that we need to do traffic calming, and we need to think about, in terms of our growth, two specific groups that have said they don't want to drive or want to drive very little. Millennials don't want to drive, or they want to maybe own one car in their family, and the same is true for seniors. We need to be thinking about those two groups, because that's a lot of where our downtown density is aimed, and how we can create opportunities for those groups to get along without cars.